non-conventional feature shiur. And it all started from a shaila that I received from two different people, once on Purim and once 2 days after Purim. And the shaila was Ezra HaSofer. Why don't we see him throughout the entire Nes of Purim? The entire story of the Megillah and the entire Nes of Purim, we do not see any mention of Ezra HaSofer. And the truth of the matter is, this is something we should go through once, and now the days between Purim and Pesach is a good time, maybe in future shiurim, and we'll understand it's a good time to focus on these inyonim of the chronological events that took place from the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim till the time of Kniso Le'eretz Yisrael for the second time. Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim. We're going to do today a lot of dates. Basically, we're going to find out to have a clear picture, a vision, hopefully walk out of here with a clear vision of all the, as much as time would enable us, of all the whereabouts of the chronological stories that took place from Yetzias Mitzrayim till Aliyas Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. As known, Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim. Whoever said here in the Shir heard it many times. In the year 2448, Libriyas Ho'elo. 24 Beis Alofim Tov Mem Ches. Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, and they go in the Midbar for exactly 40 years minus 4 days. On the last year, on the 40th year, upon completion of the 40th year, in Yud Nisan Tov Pei Ches, 33 days after Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter, Yeshua Bin Nun is coming and crossing the border, the Ma'aboris HaYarden, and walks into Eretz Yisrael for the very first time with Klal Yisrael. This is the first time Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, besides the Targum Yonasan that says, Baleil Psochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tukim Al Kanf HaNishorim to the Beis HaMikdash, Al Pidrush, Midrash HaGodeh, but physically Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, 2488. They sit 14 years in Mishkan Begilgal, 14 years later, after the Mishkan of Gilgal, they build a Mishkan in Shiloh. They build a Mishkan in Shiloh. The one who builds the Mishkan is Yeshua Bin Nun. To be there for 14 years of Mishkan Shiloh, and he dies thereafter. By the way, anybody that wants to know, for the records, Yeshua Bin Nun dies on Chof Vov Sivan. Azev Yisishteit in Tu and Shulchan Aruch brings the yahrzeits of all the Shoftim and all the Melochim. Not all, but part of them. Yeshua Bin Nun dies in Chof Vov Nisan in the year 28 years after Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. But we're going with the Braisa. By the way, the Shir today is based on Shitas Rashi, Bekol HaTorah, Bekol HaTalmud, and Shitas HaBraisa, the Seder Olam Rabbah. There's a Shitas Rav Saadia Goyen, and there's a Shitas of Ezra, which is Mechulik in the dates, and it makes a major nafkamine. But we're going to cover today is Braisa, the Seder Olam Rabbah, because that's a Braisa, and we're going according to Rashi goes, according to that, Sai Rashi on Al Tanakh, and Sai Rashi on Inshas. Mishkan Shiloh is built and it's standing on its place for 369 years exactly. During that time, 369 years, unlike the Mishkan in Gilgal where the Bamas were Mutar, the Bamas were Osir. And the reason for that being is because Shiloh has a din of half Mishkan, half Mikdash. The structure was not Yerias, was Beis Avoni Milamato, and the Yerias were on top. Unlike all the other Mishkanos, which were built like a tent, like a big tent with Yerias. Shiloh is Ne'esra Abomas. Shiloh is Nechrav by the death of Eli HaKoyen, and that is the Soif Tkufas, El HaMenucha Vel HaNachlo, Shteitin Gmorin Zvochim, Menucha Ze Shiloh, Nachalo Ze Yerushalayim, or vice versa, Tuman De Omrim, That was the Churban of Mishkan Shilat. After Mishkan Shilat, Klal Yisrael goes to Noiv and Givoin. First Noiv for 13 years, and then Givoin for 44 years, altogether 57 years. So if I had to put dates on all those events, till the year 2449, the Mishkan was not built as the Bama Sumatoris. From 2449 till 2488, the Mishkan, the Bamas were Asuris. And there's a reason why I'm speaking about the Bamas. I don't know if we'll get to it today. From the year 2502, that's the year the Brias HaOlam, that Shiloh is built, till the year 2871 is Mishkan Shiloh, where the Bamas is Asur. From the year 2871 till 2928 is Noiv and Givoin, and this is the end of Mishkan. Now we're holding, Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash is built in the year 2928 by Shlomo HaMelech. Throughout the Tkufa of Yerushalayim, Ein Achareo Heter. Once we build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, there's no longer a possibility of being makriv in the Bama anywhere, anytime, not only Ba Zman HaMikdosh, but even after the Churban between the two Mikdoshim, and even after the Churban by Isheni, Ba Zman Hazeh, we paske the halacha, the Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Lossed Lover, resulting in that somebody who's Maile Bechutz Ba Zman Hazeh is Chayev, because it's called Royally Skabel Bifnim. You're only Chayev and Shchut Echutz on something which is Royally Skabel Bifnim. It's royally skabel bifnim, and that results in, according to Tosfos in Zvachim and the Ramban in Megillah and Yerushalmi, the Isur Bamos is a derivative. It's directly connected to the Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Laasid Lover. Even though one may learn Nishtazeh, and Kesach Rabbeinu Tam holds not like that, it's independent Isur of the Isur Bamos, even according to the Mandom, Ale Kitchel Laasid Lover, but the other Rishonim link it one to another. Beis HaMikdash HaRishon is built by Shlomo HaMelech. And it's standing al mechaynoi 410 years until the year Gimel Alofim Shin Lamed Ches 3338 Lebrias Ha'olam. It says the Beis Hamikdash was nana. Let's go in. You have the papers in front of you, and let's go and learn together. Nevuchadnezzar Melech Bovel, the Malchus Nevuchadnezzar, which lasted for 70 years, Nebuchadnezzar, his son and his grandson. This Malchus lasted for 70 years. The Motzer on Yerushalayim started in Asora Beteves, Gimel Alofim, Tov, Shin Lamed Vov. 3336, Libriyas HaOlam, there was the siege. If you're going to fast Asora Beteves, you want to know what's for Shaychus Asora Beteves. Asora Beteves, from Shin Lamed Vav till 2.5 years later, the entire 2.5 years was under Yerushalayim, was under siege by Nebuchadnezzar. In Tes Tammuz, 2 years, 2.5 years later, after this Shin Lamed Vav in Shin Lamed Ches, the Simonach, as the Tesis Yontif says, Gimel Sholach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent away the Beis HaMikdash. On Tes Tammuz, he was matzliach to penetrate the Yerushalayim after 2.5 years of siege. There's many gemaras all over Shas. What happened during the tkufa, the interim, between Asora Beteves, Shin Lamed Vov, till Tes Tammuz, Shin Lamed Ches. From Tes Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, a month, it took him to go in. Actually, not a month, 28 days. In Zion Av, Nebuchadnezzar walked into the Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, after 2.5 days of destructing and doing all kind of things, kilmevua besugas hagemora be anizokin, he was maile Beis HaMikdash bo'eish le'eis erev tisha bo'eish afternoon. So, if we had to go, take a look, if we had to go from Churban, from Tchilas Malchus Shloimei, till the Churban was 414 years, and that's the reason it took Shlomo HaMelech, after the death of his father, 4 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. There were 4 years in Tchilas Malchus Shleimai where the Beis HaMikdash was not built. He built it 4 years later. 410 years later, we have the Churban. 850 years from the time Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, 850 years, this has to be very clear, by Yeshua Binun, from Beis Alofin Tov Peiches till Gimel Alofin Shin Lameshes, which is exactly 850 years, the Beis HaMikdash is destructed. By the way, there's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Peiches. Tzdoko Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, that he was makdim the Churban 2 years, because if there would have been another 2 years, Keminyan Venoishantem, this is a Gemara, Venoishantem is 852 years, would there be 852 years, Klal Yisrael would come to a matzev of Oved to Avedim. Chesed Tzdoko Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, that he was makdim the golus of Tzidkio to the golus of Yechonio. We'll soon see what's this Tzidkio and Yechonio. It's not nicknames. It's real things. So we're holding right now Gimel Alofin Shin Lamed Ches by the Churban, which is 850 years after coming into Eretz Yisrael, which is 890 years after Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim. So I hope this part of the picture is clear. Doir Shereshumes, and the Chidos says that as a eigene Wort, es wird gebracht von Likute Agro, Bereishis, somebody wants to remember, Bereishis, Beis Reish, Beis Rishen, Aleph Shin is Eish, Yutof is 410 years after he was built. That's a remez from the Goyen, I heard from Moshe Shapir, B'Shem the Goyen, I saw it in the Chidos, I did not see it, but wird gebracht, andere bringen das von the Goyen. Nebuchadnezzar, the Melech of Babel. Okay. Nebuchadnezzar, the Melech of Babel, started be Magle Yidin from Eretz Yisrael, together with Yechonye, who was one of the Malke Yehuda. Who did he take to Golos? He took 10,000 Yid to Babel, of which 3,000 were Goylim from Yehuda, 7,000 were Goylim from Binyamin, and from other Shvatim. The rest of the people, Shteit Nesuyas Agmara in Gittin, were killed by Nebuchadnezzar. Only 10,000 people were going with the Golos of Yechonio Melech Yehuda. Amongst those people who were sent to exile was Mordechai a Yehudi and Esther a Malka. This is a few years before Churban HaBayis. So before Churban HaBayis, at the end of Bayis Rishon, Mordechai goes to Golos, Asher Glom Yerushalayim, Ima Golo Asher Glisoyim, Yechonio Melech Yehudo, Asher Glo, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. This psukim is not Nishkin Nigel from Eicha, no Sa'anigen, a couple years before. There is a Machlekes, Debenezer, and Rashi. How many years exactly beforehand did they go to exile? But approximately between 9 and 14 years prior to the Churban HaBayis, Nebuchadnezzar is magle 10,000 yidin, he shechts all the other people in Yerushalayim. He's in Yerushalayim the whole time. He's killing. The question, how is he in Yerushalayim? He only penetrated the Choymo. Beforehand, he was in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. People lived Yehudo in the outside of Yerushalayim, the proximity. And he killed between 40 and 50,000 people were killed on one day. He kept on killing and killing people. 10,000 people he sent with Yechonio Melech Yehuda. He basically, after killing everyone and taking to Golus the salt of Ishamna of the people that he wanted to take to Babel with him, he took a minister. The minister's name was Gedaliah ben Achikom, and he made him into the gobernator, the governor of the She'eris HaPleito in Yerushalayim. The ganze Gedaliah ben Achikom, you know, we have Tzem Gedaliah. We don't know when Gedaliah died exactly. It's a machlekes, it's the Sugya Sagamori. If he died on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he was killed. He was killed in Gimel Tishrei, and the only second day of Rosh Hashanah, only we sell because we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It was a Shaila, Mekadesh al Piriyah, Mekadesh al Picheshbon, this bottle, 2 days, 1 day. It's nohug to say Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed in Gimel Tishrei, even though it's not really shtim with the Sugya Sagamori and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches. The whole Balabatishkeit of Gedaliah ben Achikam was for 52 days. The whole Gedalia ben Achikam Tzom Gedalia, from the time of the Churban, the Nebuchadnezzar took him, he made him into a Roish for the Sheir Saplato, and 52 days later, he's killed by somebody called Yishmoel ben Nesanya. He is the one who murders Gedalia ben Achikam, and the reason why all the Tzomes are put together by the Nevi'im Achreinim is because the Lamdecho Sheshkulas Sheshkula Misa Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elekeinu. One is Melech Bavel, one is Churban Abayis, all the Tzomes. But Gedalia ben Achikam is killed 52 days after the Churban Abayis. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, he's a Melech for 45 years. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel is a Melech for 45 years. From Gimel Alofim Shin Yutes or Shin Chof, it's on the borderline 33, 19, 33, 20, till 45 years later. The reason why we have half years, Rashi says in Megillah, is because there were some year that's being credited to two different melochim, because each guy was a half a year or a mekutois. The Gemara says it was a shoni mekutois. So they give credit for a full year, even though it was only a part of the year. But the Nebuchadnezzar was 44 years and 6 months and 2 weeks. But the Nebuchadnezzar was a melech for 45 years. When the Nebuchadnezzar dies, he has a son. And the son is called Evil Meroidach. Evil Meroidach was a king after the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. And he was king for 23 years. He dies. And then there is his son, is an eunuch from Nebuchadnezzar, was called Belshazzar. Belshazzar, some everybody heard of, is not such a foreign name, and he is a melech for 2 years. So you're 45 and 23, and this is his 70 years of Malchus Bavel, which existed for 70 years. By the way, Tzidkio Melech Yehuda, who lived in the same tkufa where Nebuchadnezzar started to make trouble in Yerushalayim, took a strategic decision to make a pact, a peace treaty with Nebuchadnezzar, and he became friendly. The first couple of years he was friendly with Nebuchadnezzar, then he made a merida, it's called Mered Tzidkio, and by the time the Churban came, he knew Kikol Sa'el of Arah, so he ran through Arvis Yericho, and he was caught by the Bavlim. They brought him to a city called Revlo, and he's set in jail for 26 years, till the year Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel died. He actually got out of prison, and as soon as he got out of prison, he was nifter. This is Tzidkio Melech Yehud. In the 70th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, which is 45 plus 23 plus 2, state in the Gemara Bekama Mekremes Bashas, Belshazzar, the Einikul from Nebuchadnezzar, the father of Vashti, Vashti was a Ureinikul from Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, decided there is psuki meforoshim that after 70 years I will take you back from exile, bring you back to Yerushalayim to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. So the Belshazzar went and he decided, he sees that it's not happening. The mistake he made, he thought that it's 70th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. He went out, he made a mishte, and he took out the Gemara, signed Megillah in the first parak, and signed the Dormit of Samach Beis. He took out all the kelim that he gambled out of Beis HaMikdash. He put it in a showcase, and he said, you know what happened? It's not the Nevi'im are made a mistake. They said, after 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone. It's not. He was mechalal the kelim by using them for tashmish of choyl. That night, he's being killed. Now, I want to just give you a little bit of a geographical picture. After Eivir HaYarden, after the whole kingdom of Jordan, we have Bavel, okay? We have Bavel and Elam. Elam is a part of Bavel. We have Bavel, Elam. And then we have Poras to the east of Bavel. In Poras, and Modai was the Melochim of Poras that ruled. In Bavel, there were the Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, and Belshazzar who ruled. There was always a friction between the two kingdoms of Malchus Poras and Malchus Modai. When Belshazzar made the mishta. That night, the Malchei Modai made a siege. They killed Belshazzar Yenenacht. The Gemara says in the Dorim, the reason why he got punished and got killed is because he used the kli, it was Bechalo, the Kelim of Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Once he died, who is the one who ousted the Malchus Bavel? Was somebody called Daryovish Hamodi. Not to be mistaken with other Daryovishes, we're going to see. Daryovish Hamodi was the one who ousted the Malchus Nebuchadnezzar of, and the in Gimel Alof in Shin Peches, I want you to be sitting with me on the same timeline, 3388, okay, he, Daryovish Hamodi, became a melech. Now, it became Ois Malchus Bavel, because this is a big place for people to make a mistake. A lot of the shaylos arrive from this. At that time, when Malchus Bavel was finished, the ones who become a king over Bavel is the Malchei Poras. Malchei Poras Umodai were the kings. They fought, they killed Belshazzar, and they became now ruling the whole area, the whole global area of those two joint kingdom are being ruled by the Parsim and not by the Bavlim. Okay? Nu, Ergeven Ayid Ashvel, the whole Malchus of Daryovish Hamodi lasted 1 year. He was the father-in-law of Koiresh. Daryovish Hamodi was the Shver of Koiresh. We find Koiresh in Gemoras, in Chazal, many times. He was a son-in-law of the Daryovish Hamodi. At the age of 62, he took over Ishver's kingdom. Ishver kills Belshazzar, becomes a melech. He is a melech for 1 year. His edim is Koiresh. And Koiresh, when he became a melech, he decided he's going to take a strategic move. He says, we killed Belshazzar. So he adopted Vashti, the daughter of Belshazzar, the Ur-Enikol of Nebuchadnezzar. And he made a shidduch. He suggested the shidduch. He says, Edob Sayung Amando, Achashverosh, we're going to make a shidduch between Vashti and Achashverosh. A year after Dayov... What? A year after Daryovish Hamodi became a king, either he was killed, it's Machlekes, Oichet, Rashi and Ibn Ezra, either he resigned from his kingdom or he was killed, and he gave over at Iber Gigem the Koiresh, the Melucha. Now, Koiresh has three names. If anybody is interested, he had three names. His name was also in Sefer Daniel and in Sefer Ezra. Koiresh is called by three different names. He's called Artaxaste. By the way, the name Artaxaste is a name which was given, like Paroi was a melech in Mitzrayim. Any melech was a melech in Modai was called Artaxaste or Daryovish. They gave him a name. It's not every Artaxaste is the same one. But according to the Pesukim in Sefer Daniel and Sefer Ezra, Koiresh is called Koiresh, he's called Daryovish, and he's called Artaxaste. Okay? In the year 2390, okay, 52 years after Churban Abayis was Shin Lamed Ches, in the year Shin Tzadik, Koiresh is making a declaration. It's called Achrozas Koiresh. He's announcing the permission of Yidden to go back to Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. You were taken to exile 52 years after the Churban, okay, in the 70th year of Nebuchadnezzar. They held that the 70 years, they listened to the. By the way, the one who made the mistake with him was Daniel, which was Hasoch in the Megillah. He also listened, he made the same mistake. They thought that 7 years means there will be 7 years of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. Nothing to do with the Churban Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar before it started his kingdom, and you count from there. Koiresh gave permission to the Manhige Ador. Who were the Manhige Ador? There were 10 Manhigim, according to the Psukim in Sefer Ezra. The two big ones were Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, which according to the Gemara is Nehemiah ben Chachliah. It's Ezra and Nehemiah, that's Zerubbabel. Yeshua ben Yerzodak. Nehemiah, if Nehemiah is not Zerubbabel, according to those Shitas. And others, amongst them, is Haggai, Zechariah, and Mordechai a Yehudi. You had to get visas, by the way, as I stated in Targum Sheini. You had to go in and get a visa for the kingdom. And the people who got the visa was the Rosh HaChabura was Zerubbabel and Yeshua ben Yehoitzodak HaKoyen, who became a Kohen Gadol in Yerushalayim later, Nehemiah, and Haggai, Zechariah, Mordechai, Yehudi. Mordechai gets the permission to go to Eretz Yisrael in this Achrozas Koyesh. Together with them, they gave permission for another 42,360 Jews, which were in Bavel, and now they got a citizenship of Madai because Daryovish Hamadi took over from Bavel. So it's the, what's his name? The Malchus of Koyresh was together him and his son Daryovish, and the Gemara says they were Mekutois, and in that time, some of the people went. Mordechai Yehudi did not go to Eretz Yisrael at that time. They went, they started building the Beis Hamikdash. And immediately thereafter, and we know that there were halshana of the Shomroinim, and they said, put a hold. I don't know if you know all the Targum, and if you learned to Megillas Esther with the Targum, Shimshi was the son of Haman, he was the Sefer, he was the one who wrote the Ktav, Ksav Sitno, a hate Ksav, to stop. They sent to Achashverosh, to Koyresh, they sent letter that the Yidnam are rebelling against you, they're building something, made a ganze anti-Semitic Ksav Sitno in order to stop the construction of Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash stopped and ceased to exist till Gimel Alofim Tov Ches, which is exactly 70 years after the Churban HaBayis. Achashverosh takes over. Achashverosh takes over in 3392, and he was Mevatel. He re-endorsed the Beitel of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. By the way, where it says in Megillah Sestah that Chotzei HaMalchus Veitinosen Loch means Chotzei HaMalchus is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. He's saying Bis to Binyan Beis HaMikdash Dovah Shemafrit Beini LeBeinich. He doesn't let her ask him for Binyan Beis HaMikdash because that's something which is not going to be Mevater. And for 16 years there was cessation of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash till Gimel Alof and Tov Ches. Okay. Achashverosh starts in 3392. He starts his Malchus, and he 3 years into the Malchus in 3395 is the story of Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh Mishnat Shalosh Lemolchei. Okay. I don't know. It looks like you read the Megillah. It looks the whole thing took place like in a few weeks, a few months, a few days. We're going to see here that the story of the Megillah took place 40 years. This whole unfolding story in the Megillah is a story that takes over. And if somebody did not look at it as somebody condensed it into one Megillah, you could think there's no shaykhes one to another. Just to want to let you know that from Shin Tzadik Hei, when he made the same mistake. He made a cheshbon, and he says, now it's already 70 years. The Gemara in Megillah, if you look at the Gemara in the Fidal from Beis, the Gemara is all cheshbon, or is a cheshverosh, what's his name? By the way, if we hear, Shazam Avot, not only to learn history, somebody asked me a question, you know, the minig is when you read V'keilim, V'keilim, Shainim, you say Mangina of Eicha. V'keilim, V'keilim, Shainim. And the reason for that being is, V'ed Gebracht, is because he took the Kelim Beis HaMikdash. And the Kelim Shainim Meshunim, it says that's the Kelim, the Belshazzar already took the Kelim before him, and he got killed. Kelim, Kelim Shainim, is the Kelim which were, the Kelim, Kelim Shainim, is the Kelim which were the Kelim of Beis HaMikdash. The Kana Ben Shail, the Shaila is, why in the world, what is the Nafkemine? Because of Kelim Mikelim Shainim with the Mangina is to learn my Mangina of Megillah Seicha. And when you come to the Es Yekar Tiferes Gdulose, The Zelba Sugya Sagamore in Megillah from Yekar Tiferes Dulosoi, Gemara says he took out the Big De Kahuna. So the Kalim, Kalim Shayim, the Belshatzar took years before him, the Enakul from the Vuchadnetzar, took years before him. And the Gemara state that he was got killed the Yena Nachtis because he used Moyel in the Kalim. That's why he was killed by Dayovish Amodi. And those Kalim were used again by Achashverosh, because Achashverosh said he made a cheshbon, as if he stated in Rashi in Megillah, that Eyois, that 70 years passed. Belshatzar made in Tov, so but his cheshbon was that it's not Takef and Tchilas Malchus Nevuchadnezzar, but later, and he made all the additions of the years. Now, V'kana Ben Shoyel, he was Mechalel, the Kalim, Kalim, Mechalim, Shoyelim, and that's why, as I state, Ve'od Gibracht, Zayin Chidosh, state Shen Maharil, that you read it in Mangina of Eicho to say that he was over the Iser of being using the Kalim Beis Hamikdash. The question is, Ve'esekar Tiferes Gdulosoi, is the Big De Kahuna. Not only did he take the Klei HaMishkan, but he took also the Klei HaMikdash, he also took the Bgodim of the Kohen Gadol, and the Achashverosh in Yene Su'udah that takes place right here, in the third year of Shin Tzadik Gimel Alof in Shin Tzadik Hei, he's also wearing the Kalim of the Kohen Gadol, the Bgodim. And the question is, why isn't there, somebody wrote me a Shaila, why isn't there Halacha of Kalim, Mikalim, Shainim, the same Mangina of Eicho? We have a few places in the Megillah Esther that we read with a nigun of Eicha. All the Hadas Nigun of Bishush Nabir, all the things which are resembling the Gzeira of Haman. So why don't we say Ve'es Yekar Tiferes Gdulosoi? Also, theoretically, there should have been a Mangina of Eicha and Yekar Tiferes Gdulosoi. So the truth of the matter is, and I think it's Emes Pshat. I'm not just saying Pshat. The truth of the matter is, Shtah Mishnah in Meila in Dafyutes state as Ein Moyel Achamoyel Elo Behemah V'Klishoros Bilvad. The halacha is normally somebody is Moyel, so once he makes a Meila, is Moitzit Lechulin. Once it's Moitzit Lechulin, there is no din of Meila after Meila. There's two exceptions to the rule. Ein Moyel Achamoyel Elo Behemah V'Klishoros Bilvad. Ketzot state a Mishnah in Meila. Shosa Bekoishel Zov Ubo Chaver V'Shosa Ubo Chaver V'Shosa Kulan Moalu. Zot Rashi. There's supposed to be poigam in order to be moil. Shove pruta is given the kedusha saguf v'le kedushas domim. About it, kedusha saguf v'le kedushas domim. The lav lepdiya kaime adayin kai l'sheus v'yesh b'moil l'chamoil. As I state in the Mishnah in Meila. So even though Belshatzar yenes sugi in the dorm that we saw in Daf Samach Beis was mishtamish in yene kelim for Beis Hamikdash, there's still a din me'ila. So me'ila, when Achashverosh is mishtamish in the zelba klei mishkan in klei mikdash in the zman of the suda, is a me'ila. Once he's a me'ila, daf melenin a minigun from eicha. By big de kune, there's a sugya sagmore in kiddushin in daf nun dalet. State nigmore, Omar Rav, chozarnu al kol atzdodim shel Rabbi Meir, v'loi motzanu hektesh b'shoigeg. Ein mischalal b'meizis mischalal u'mishnoseinu b'ksoines kehuna shalei balu oil v'nitnu lehenes b'ayim l'fishalei nit natei l'malach ha'ashores. The Gemara is talking about a case, somebody's mekadosh yisha with big de kehuna, and the question is yotzal chun, not yotzal chun, to save the izah shavah prut over here in order to this. This is about Vuster Ritvo, famous Ritvo in Yenes Sugi in Kiddushi Daf Nundal, Shteitin Ritvo, and I'm quoting, Kashyelon, l'ramei lama li taima b'ksoines kehuna b'shum de oil v'inton u'lesnu b'ayim. People claim Mishum the Havil Klishores, lo the Nafka Lachuna Beshegeg, Ketetnan in Moil Achamoil, but Mukdoshim Elo Behemoth Klishores, Sheesh by Moil Achamoil, the Fishain of Yasin Lachum, as they freak the Ritva Akash. The Kashi, where Gibracht Nal Rishainim in Yenes Sugye over there in Kiddush. Zog the Ritva, Vehanochin, there's a few terutz, Vehanochin, Stickle from the Ritva. The Kusno is Kehuno Einom Ktushas Hagufke Klishores. Sharein mishtamshim bohem begufon, umachshirei avoidohem, vedinom kekdushas domim, sheyoytzin lechul. Shteitn ritva asucholuk beiker yisus. A distinction, a major enough kemine between klishores and big de kahuna. By klishores is kedushas aguf, and kedushas aguf. Therefore, if somebody is moyel, the second guy comes after him. Boa chaver mishosa mishosa mishosa. Everybody is moyel. Shmoyel haramoyel. By Kusneis kehuno einam kedusha saguf, sharein mishtamshim bayim begufon, umachshirei avoidoim. It's only machshirei avoido, mainly as the din of kedushas domim, and kedushas domim is yitzelchu. So machlekes of Chaim zokt as Rashi steht nicht dazei, we're not going to get involved. Or b'shita saritvoa yeduo, as big the kehuno is choluk from the din of klishores, and big the kehuno are yitzelchulin, they have a din of kedushas domim, not a kedushas aguf. If that's the case, so even though there is a din me'ile by big de kohuna, but there is yotzel chulin duch de me'ile because it's not kodesh kedushas aguf, it's kedushas domim yotzel chulin. Me'ile, it's choluk, the kelim that achashveish is mishtamish in the suda is klishor. So even though belshatzar, the letz the melech from Babel, as we spoke, the enekul from the Nebuchadnezzar, the tate from Vashti, was mishtamesh in the kelim, the Gemara state in the Dorim, and that's why he was killed by the Yovish Hamodi Be'is HaLailo, even though he was mishtamesh, but there is a din of Moel Achar Moel, like every other klishoras, Mele, the kelim shayin, let me na mangina f'neicha. In Big Dekuno, in the second, Chashveyesh took the Big Dekuno. It's not a Chashveyesh, the one who took it is the Zayde, the Elter Zayde from the vibe from the Chashveyesh. Vashti bas Belshatzar, bas Evel Meroidoch, bas Nebuchadnezzar. When Nebuchadnezzar went into Beis HaMikdash 52 years prior to the story and took it out, so right with the Lekiche is Moitze, he is already Moitze, the Kelim is Me'ilen, Yotzal Lechun, according to this Ritva, if he has a Deen of Nishas Domim, is Yotzal Lechun. So Nas Ve'es Yekar, it doesn't make a difference. The second he took it out of Beis HaMikdash, and the second he took it out, it's called Me'ilin Kedushas Domim, and once he took it out, Me'ilin Kedushas Domim, Yoytzel Chun. Once he's Yoytzel Chun, this Big De Kahuna is no longer halacha that this Big De Kahuna are. That's why we're not. So it has a din of Yoytzel Chun, like all Kedushas Domim. Regular Kedushas Domim is not. The problem is, I'll tell you what the problem with that is. It's a little bit complicated. The Gemara says in the Dorim, you want to ask a kasha, the Gemara state, Omar Rabbi Yechon, call Mishtamish Bekisro Shel Teiro. Somebody is mishtamesh in kesa teira, is neka min oilom. Kal v'choymer, u'ma bel shatzah shenishtamesh bi kli koyde shenasu kli choyl. As I state in Gemara, shenema bo pritzim chiluluo, is kiven shepotzum nasuchu neka min oilom diksiv, that's the end of Pasuk in Daniel that we said before, bo belailok til bel shatzah, this dayovish amodi is killing him as a oilish, for using, ta mishtamesh bi kisr shel teira shu chayim, lo oilom v'yod alachas kama v'kama. He stated that even before Belshazzar was mishtamish in Klei Mishkon, is yotzal lechun, stating more als bo pritzim chilulu. So comes out really, is neeker min ha'olam, is because he was nishtamish, was bo pritzim chilulu. Something that was kodesh via bo pritzim chilulu, it became choyel. So Mele doesn't, even though there was no really din me'ile by Belshazzar either. So Mele is again, nocham al tzurik tekashe. It has a deal like Big De Kahuna. We're not going to get involved because we would like to get to where we are. You don't have too much time. In any event, just I'm going to skip over all the things that we want to go off track. I'm going to skip all the things. But what I do want to show you, I have a right here. If you look at the page that we gave you, the next page over there. Just to wrap it up, before we go to the Shail of Asigiven, the Shoyal, the Tzvei Shoyalim, they asked the Kashe about Ezra Sefer. You look at this, you see that this Lemaise, this seven Melochim, ruled from the Tkufa of Malchus Bovel, from the Churban Bais Rishon, till Ezra Sefer Aliyah, after Zubovel Ben Shaltiel. If you take a look, you see Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, he's from 3320 to 3364, Libriyas Olam. Okay, then you see Evel Meroidoch, state in Gemara in Megillah, Evel Meroidoch was Melech for 23 years. Then Belshazzar was only the last, and here it says, he was Machav Yerushalayim. Evel Meroidoch took out Yochin Melech Yehuda, as we spoke about before, from jail. And right after Nebuchadnezzar was killed, no, died, Belshazzar, who was the father of Vashti, is Besach HaKol and Melech for 2 years. Rashi says in Rishtet Braisa said that Elam Rabbah was Mekutoyim, was chopped up years, so each one gets credit for a year. It was a year and a half, it was 4 years, 5 years, it was only four full years, but both Melochim get a credit. Da'yovish HaModi is the one who makes the transformation from Malchus Bovel to Malchus Poras. In Yenis Sugis Agmoin Avidizor, as he state, how many years will Malchus, all the Cheshben, the Gabeshmitim, the Yevlis, all the Cheshben of all the Melochim, who was Malchus Poras, who was Malchus Bovel? Malchus Bovel was totally for the three generations, 70 years. Dal Yovesh Hamodi, who lived in east of Elam, Yishushan Abiro, he is the one who is killing Belshatza Yenenacht. Koresh HaParsi, who was his Edim, took over. And Koresh HaParsi B'sach HaKol was a melech for 2 years. He was the one who gave the gzeire that the ksav of Achrozi, you can come back there to Israel from Golis Bavel, build Beis HaMikdash HaSheini. Achashverosh took over. Achashverosh was a melech B'sach HaKol for 13 years, from 3394 to 3407. The ganze meisef in the Megillah seems to us that it's happening in 180 days is a story which diversifies over 13 and a half years. If you look exactly, if you take the notes with you, which I gave you, you can take a look exactly of all the dates of when he took over. And Daryovesh HaParsi, who is this Daryovesh HaParsi? This is very interesting. Rashi states in Daniel and in Ezra that Daryovesh HaParsi was a son of Esther who got married to Achashverosh. Esther had a son with Achashverosh. Unlike the Mekubalim to bring from the Zoya, that she brought him a Shedo and the child was from the Shedo. Azevis is stating Rashi Mefurish in Sefer Ezra and Sefer Daniel, they had a child together, and the child was Daryovesh HaParsi, and he was a melech. He has a Ashtarke, 33 years he was a melech. He was the one who allowed the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShein. Now Ezra HaSefer, you have to understand. Ezra HaSefer stating more royu Torah shetinosan al yodo. Ezra HaSefer was a person who would be a soido. He was the god Lador. He is taking place. Ezra HaSefer dies. I'm going to give you a few pieces of knowledge. We're going to have to stop soon. Ezra HaSefer died on his 120th birthday. Moshe Rabbeinu died 120. The Goyen has a beautiful terminology. The Tzad HaShovet Tzvishin Ezra was mechadesh the Torah b'ksav Ashuris. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah b'ksav Levino, and Ezra was b'ksav Ashuris, and he lived 120 years. He died Gimel Alofin Tof Memches, 1,000 years to the date. Not 1,000 years, because Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim in 2448 in Leil Tesvov B'Nisan, and Ezra HaSefer v'Sishtet Negmore, he died on Tes Tevis, Erev Asor B'Tevis, Ezra's Gemara state, the three consecutive days of Metagim, the Torah to Yevonis. So Ezra Sefer, exactly, which is a shir b'fnei atzmoy, what is this exactly, 1,000 years from the time Klal Yisrael comes out of Mitzrayim and get Matan Torah, Torah Shebiksav is given, Ezra Sefer, which is really the beginning of Bayis Sheni and the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, is Ezra Sefer who dies. Now Ezra Sefer, you take 120 years before 34, 48, you're going to get to the time of the middle of, he was 10 years old when Nebuchadnezzar, he was there as a child when Nebuchadnezzar started, he was there through the whole story of the Megillah. And the question is really a valid question. He was a god Lador. He didn't live in the right kufa, but he was Ezra HaSefer, given a klima for, he was the god Lador, Ezra HaSefer, and yet, We don't find Mordechai and Esther as anybody is not mentioned in Megillah. He's not sitting in Bavel, he's sitting in Poras, he's sitting in Modai. Mordechai Yehudi comes in from Yerushalayim, as you saw with the Golos of Yechonya, 11 and a half years before the Churban. And Ezra Sefer, we don't hear from him till Perek Ches in Sefer Ezra, which is the 6th year of Daryovesh HaSheini, the son from Esther. Who is Nelom Givon? Is this? Pram Kanievsky once told me, I asked him years ago, he told me, Shtei Targum, I did not find the Targum. I'm still looking, if anybody can help me, I would appreciate that. Targum Sheini, Shtei Tosnish, I didn't see maybe the Targum elsewhere. As when the Gzeir of Homer was given, Mordechai sent the Igeres to Ezra to be mispowel for him. As Pram Kanievsky, Shtei Tzivet Gebrachten Targum, as Ezra HaSefer was asked by Mordechai to be mispowel for him. Avu shteta za targum, I was looking, I was searching, I did not find the Targum. But in any event, if you look in the first 8 Prokim in Sefer Ezra, you will see that he was not allowed into the Malchus until the 6 years of Daryovish, the son of Meli. He was not in control, he was not in power, and he was not in a position to do everything. Did Ezra Sefer come in to Yerushalmi in Megillah state that Ezra Sefer really went to Yerushalayim in the beginning, the first time he went with Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel and Nehemiah ben Chachliah? He went to Yerushalayim the first time. He brought with him Malachi, the Gemara states, Shloisha Levim, Olu min Agoyla, Echad She'edem, Al-Mokar HaMizbeach, the Gemara Samino Yadei, the Gemara in Zvachim that we spoke about once. So he's taking with him the Nevim to be made on Mokar HaMizbeach. He came to Yerushalayim and he went back to Bavel. To Bavel, he went back to Boruch ben Neriyeh was given Zarebe. So he went back to Chutzlot. It was a very short time. He helped him in the planning of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Ksav Sitno von Shimshi, HaSoifer, the son of Homan, where he stopped the building, Mordechai, Ezra HaSoifer goes back to Poras. But he's sitting in the Beis Medrash, he's quarantined, he doesn't have any position, he doesn't have any power, and the only time he stayed in Targum in Sefer Ezra, he becomes a Kapeluchmacher in the 6 years of Daryovish. He takes him in to become the Yoyetz HaMelech, and then he's going to Yerushalayim to complete the Beis HaMikdash. We will be continued in Mitzvah.